This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chukwu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed concern over the frauds going on in the name of digital arrest. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani this morning, the Prime Minister stressed that the investigative agencies along with the state governments are working together to deal with such frauds. During his address, the Prime Minister shared a recorded conversation between a victim and a fraudster, illustrating how scammers pose as police, CBI or narcotics officer to create fear and extract personal information. The Prime Minister outlined three steps to digital security to safeguard against digital fraud. Stop, think, take action. The Prime Minister urged victims of such cyber frauds to spread awareness among people about these scams by using the hashtag #SafeDigitalIndia and encouraged schools and colleges to engage the students in the campaign against cyber fraud. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated a newly constructed passenger terminal and a cargo gate named Maitri Dwar at the Petrapol land port on India-Bangladesh border in West Bengal today. The crossing at Petrapol, situated in North 24 Parganas district of the state, is the largest land port in South Asia. The passenger of the state of the terminal will facilitate international trade and movement of 20,000 passengers per day. The Maitri Dwar cargo gate is a joint facility agreed upon by both countries. Speaking on the occasion, the Home Minister said the Land Port Authority is playing a significant role in facilitating international trade and movement of people between India and its neighboring countries. President of Spain, Pedro Sanchez, will arrive in India today on a three-day official visit. He will be accompanied by his spouse, Begoña Gómez. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that this will be President Sanchez's first visit to India. The visit of the President of Spain is taking place after 18 years. During the visit, President Sanchez will hold delegation-level talks with the Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The two leaders will inaugurate the final assembly line plant of C-295 aircraft at Vadodara in Gujarat, a flagship Make in India initiative in the aviation sector, which is being set up by Tata Advanced System in collaboration with Airbus Japan. In Japan, voting is underway for elections to the lower house of parliament. Of the 465 seats up for grabs in the election for the country's 50th House of Representatives, 289 will go to directly elected lawmakers from single seat constituencies nationwide, while another 176 winners will come through a proportional representation system that divides the country into 11 constituencies. Infantry Day is being observed today to acknowledge the contributions of the infantry, the largest fighting arm of the Indian Army. This day commemorates the historic landing of the 1st Battalion of the Sikh Regiment of the Srinagar Airfield in Jammu and Kashmir in 1947, marking the start of their glorious legacy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh held the indomitable spirit and courage of all ranks and veterans of the Indian Army on the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu today paid floral tributes to former President K.R. Narayan on his birth anniversary at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. Mr. Narayanan was the 10th President of India, serving from 1997 to 2002. He also served as the 9th Vice President of India from 27th October 1992 to 24th July 1997. On to sports now, where Indian players are making significant strides across various disciplines while several other events are lined up for today. In squash, Akansha Salunkhe has clinched the women's singles title at the second International Women's Open of COSIC 2024 in France. Akansha defeated Yashmita Jadis Kumar of Malaysia in the final last night. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.